7. The proposition. He parks the Hummer on a well-lit thoroughfare in what is apparently Clerkenwell, nothing much to distinguish any very individual hoodness to Case. Street level is routine London retail and services, but the building themselves have the look of retrofitted residency, possibly of a more Tribeca-like sort than Stone Street's match factory. He opens the glove compartment and removes a rectangular sheet of thick, glossy plastic that unfolds to approximately the size of a Mirror World license plate. She sees EU there, a British Lion, and what seems to be a license number, as he places this open and face up on the dash. "Permission to park," he explains, and when she gets out she sees that they are parked against a double-lined yellow-painted curb. Exactly how well-connected is Big End here, she wonders. Putting on his dark brown Stetson, he clicks his key, and the Hummer's lights flash, go dark, flash again, and a brief, truncated lowing issues forth as the vehicle comes to full alert. She wonders if it gets touched a lot, looking like a giant's matchbox toy, whether it allows that. Then, walking with him toward what is obviously their destination, a bar-restaurant retrofitted to look as little as possible like a pub, and whose lighting reminds her, as they approach its windows and the thump of bass, of the color of spent flashbulbs, fried steel wool through smoked glass. "Bernard has always said you were very good." His voice reminds her of touring a museum with those earphones on, strangely compelling. "Thank you." As they enter the place, her eye-blink take on the crowd is about white powder, the old-fashioned kind. But yes, she remembers these two bright smiles, eyes flashing flat as glass. Big End obtains a table instantly, something she assumes not everyone could do under the circumstances, and she recalls that her friend in New York had initially cited this as one of the counterbalances to his Lombard hood. No waiting. Case assumes this is not because he's known here, but because of some attitudinal tattoo, something people can read. He's wearing a cowboy hat, a fawn waterproof of archaic hunting cut, gray flannels, and a pair of Tony Lama boots, so they probably aren't reacting to a fashion message. A waitress takes their orders. Case's, a Holston Pills, Big End's a Kerr. Case looks at him across 2 feet of circular table and a tiny oil lamp with a flickering wick. He removes his hat, looking in that instant quite suddenly and remarkably Belgian, as though the Stetson should be a fedora of some kind.